Okay. So I would like to call the meeting of Public Works and Capital Projects Committee to order. It is exactly 6 o'clock, September 4th. If we could all please rise for the Pledge to Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have the minutes of August 7th. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second. Any changes, questions? No? Hearing none, I'll ask to call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The first resolution is resolution number 375, declaring Ulster County a pollinator-friendly municipality and promoting landscaping maintenance and practices to attract and sustain pollinator species. The sponsor of this was not here. She said she wouldn't be able to make this meeting. And there were some changes that were sent out. Have you all had a chance to take a look at them? Tom, did you look? Mm-hmm. There was... Okay.
Yes.
And you're okay because it said within the site.
Yes.
And,
right.
Okay. Oh, I should have made a motion first.
It's okay.
A motion to put it on the table.
I will move for purposes of discussion.
And I'll second it.
Thank you.
One other thing I'd like to add is it's not mentioned in there, but pollination is critical to the Ulster County agriculture, and I think it's worthy of including in the in the resolution.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as a procedural matter, how would we?
Are you making an amendment to add to that?
Sure.
If you are, I will second it.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to add verbiage relating to the criticality of pollination to Ulster County's agriculture.
And
it's one of our largest industries in the county.
And I will second
that. Okay. Seven. So do we...
Now you got to vote on the amendment.
Yeah, would you want to put it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 as a whereas? After the flight range, and whereas pollinators are critical to,
yeah,
sure,
pollinators are critical to
one of our major,
our
to Ulster County's major,
our major. Because we're an agricultural county.
Yeah, we are. And it's one of our major businesses.
Hmm.
Or you could just say it's critical to Ulster County agriculture.
Okay, that's good. That's short and simple.
One of our major
critical to
income generators.
And one of our major.
Or you could just say, Ulster County agriculture. Major concern of our county, whatever.
Okay. So I have whereas pollinators are critical to Ulster County agriculture and one of our major.
You can just end it there.
Okay.
Critical okay. to Ulster County agriculture.
Okay. And it was seconded by Fabiano. Any other discussion? You love it,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
So moved.
So that was and on I'll the make amendment.
But that was
that
on,
is on the amendment.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as amended.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
As amended.
Next up, resolution number 384, amending the 2019 through 2024 capital improvement program to establish capital project number 548, Department of Social Services basement restoration, and amending the 2019 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Jackson, would you like to give us some more information on this?
Well, there, I don't know if you've been in that basement. They do have conference rooms in the basement of DSS. There are also offices. The offices are vacated because of the infiltration of water, but the conference rooms are continued to be used under the monitoring of the safety department.
Mm-hmm.
We've been infiltrated. We've had this infiltration in the past. In 2004, a company was hired, the same company, Tectonic, to diagnose and recommend a solution, which was to pump grout down through the subfloor,
okay,
which then traveled around and provided a membrane barrier to the water. That worked until a few years ago when it started to leak again, and it's gotten worse. We think it's high water table.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been experiencing high water table in that area, and the inundation of rainfall that we had starting last year, mid-July, through the winter, caused severe leaking, you know, gallons and gallons of ice. So we've been vacuuming it up and trying to take care of it. It's getting worse.
So are they thinking about putting in a French drain, or?
Well, it would be, we don't know what they're going to diagnose this time. We think it's high water table.
Mm-hmm.
We think they're probably going to recommend grouting again, but a more comprehensive grouting. The whole basement wasn't grouted the last time. Parts of it were that were suffering the leaks at that time, but now it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know where it's going to go, but we're very confident that this company is going to, for their, you know, $27,000 and some dollars, their contract is exactly what we need to diagnose it.
Mm-hmm.
We can think we know what the problem is all day long, but until we have a qualified company take a look at it, we can't be certain. So our intent would be to fix it once and for all.
Okay.
It's, you know, about 4,000 to 5,000 square feet of useful office space. So
The question was asked at Health and Human Services, is there any mold right now, or they managed to?
Like I said, safety's been monitoring it,
yeah,
including for mold. But the offices, the workstations have been, you know, they're no longer occupied,
yeah,
because of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
By employees, I mean, how would you feel?
Yeah.
Working in a, mm-hmm, what area? You had problems with that at one time, didn't you? Downstairs in planning? Was it your space? Somebody's space.
Oh, in the back,
the,
yeah,
floor got wet.
Yeah. We had mold under the carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's being monitored.
Mm-hmm.
And so far they haven't found any significant.
And the piezometer, that was the 2004 that they put in the well. Was that also for the social service building?
There's a monitoring well.
Okay.
At the, you know, along the back wall of DSS.
Okay.
And we believe at one time Tectonic would have installed a piezometer in that, which is intended to measure, you know, the water table and the pressure, what,
mm-hmm,
they call the pore pressure. So they'll either confirm that that's working, or they'll put a new one down the existing monitoring well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there would be a need for any other monitoring wells. That'll come out in their recommendations.
The joy of having old buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
I'll move this.
Okay. Hearing none, I'll call the vote. Do you have questions?
It was already moved.
It was moved.
You seconded.
I seconded.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I will abstain.
Okay.
I believe Tectonic is a sub on one of my contracts, but I will check that between now and the vote.
Okay.
But as of tonight, I'll abstain.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Fair enough.
We have enough.
We have enough. Yeah. Okay, resolution number 387, approving the execution of a work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design and construction management services related to capital project number 486, Window Replacement Project, amending Capital Project 486 Window Replacement Project for Jacob Hardenberg Hall. Do I hear a motion?
Move for purposes of discussion.
Second. Okay.
So this is, originally we had discussed this today, originally we intended to do two phases for Hardenberg. Hardenberg North, and then we'll come back for Hardenberg South. Based on DASNY's review of the existing materials and the hazardous materials in all of our window sills and all of our transient panels, they're recommending a complete closure of Hardenberg and do all of the window replacement at the same time. So that's why we're advancing phase two now, as opposed to doing it. We originally wanted to only close half of the building, keep it operational during the summer months, but based on the amount of hazardous material abatement, we're looking to close the whole building and do it all.
Two types, it's asbestos and PCBs. Which is
yes.
Typical, I guess, of buildings in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, and we had discussed probably in the future, knowing that this is going to be, they'll adjust
right.
accordingly. And,
yeah, now that
okay.
we know what materials we're looking at, we would assume that these materials are going to be used throughout
yeah.
all windows on campuses pretty consistently. The windows haven't been replaced since the 60s. So anytime we're touching the old ones, we're going to start to see this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, originally we have some activities in there during the summer months. We didn't want to have to close the whole building and thought we could do it as the phased approach, but based on the level of the abatement, it just doesn't make sense at this point. We'll just do it all, close the building for the full summer coming up.
I would assume it'd give the college enough time that they could do it at some of their satellite offices if there was some. Because that's how I got
mm-hmm.
through school. I took part-time, but I did summer classes. So.
Right. So the only thing in Hardenberg, so the courses that are going into Hardenberg are using our 3D printer. We would move the 3D printer
mm-hmm.
out of that space. We would move those kind of specialty areas. It's classroom space. So in terms of classroom space, we can relocate it to another part of campus. And those offices can be relocated during the construction phase.
Any other questions? No? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next resolution, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement with the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley for the Ulster County Midline Linear Park Project, Department of Planning. Motion?
I'll move it for discussion.
For discussion. Second?
I'll second it.
Did you have questions?
I don't know.
I don't have any on this particular. This is basically authorizing us to accept funding from community foundations.
Right.
Yeah, this is the money that the Novo Foundation had committed to the county. They made the donation to the community foundations a couple years ago, and we hadn't processed the contract. So, as you know, the director of community foundations was leaving a few months ago, and so we wanted to queue this up while they still were willing to give the grant. This covers the county's 20% of the share towards the linear park, plus whatever is left over can go towards playground equipment for the old rail yard. So we're doing both a linear park and then a little pocket park in the future at that Cornell Street yard, which has extensive contamination and cleanup issues.
So has this money already been spent? It's a reimbursement?
No, it hasn't been spent. No. No, so this would, we're only in design of the trail,
mm-hmm.
so we haven't spent anywhere near $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Probably up around $100,000 with the design and.
So. Any other questions?
Nope.
No. I mean, I'm all for the grant money, so I think I'm going to vote yes on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I can't even spell my name. Resolution 390, amending capital project number 479 to provide for additional engineering and right-of-way incidental services for the Ulster County Midline Linear Park Department of Planning. Midtown Linear Park. Motion?
To discuss?
Yes, to discuss.
Yeah.
And second?
A second, okay. There was a change on this. The original amount was $32,767. It should have been $32,945. I do have concerns with the additional engineering costs. You know, I've heard you say that there's 180 to 200 feet of track, or more property that the county is interested in, and I'm worried about tearing up any more track. So, I mean, is the new engineering study, do we have, is there any way we can take a look at some of the proposed?
Well, if I could just describe what we've done, this is a federal DOT project.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an award for 80% of the cost of the project, approximately $1.5 million. All of our designs have to be approved by DOT. When you do a transportation project, you look at alternatives. So we originally looked at two alternatives. One was going all the way with the trail along the track alignment to Westbrook Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That would have pulled up approximately 1,100 feet of track. The second alternative was to leave in place the 800 feet that CMRR currently has under permit,
mm-hmm.
but to remove the last 300 feet by Colonel Chandler Drive. That was requested by the city because of the site distances by I-587. So we met with the city of Kingston police a while ago, and we talked about the issues with homeless people living under some of those. We have three overpasses there,
mm-hmm.
one of which had a murder. We have a little group of people that has
right.
lived around I-587. We have issues with concealment. We've had issues with perception of safety and real safety issues. Tom's crew did a great job putting up cameras and lights, but we need to have that area opened up so that the sight lines are safe to use and so that police can get in without having to drive, like the access roads pinch under that I-587. So this engineering isn't specifically for that question or not. We went with the alternative that left CMRR the ability to run as they operate and under the permit. What this is for is an additional environmental studies. The railroad used that yard between O'Neill and Cornell for many years,
mm-hmm.
and before it was used for many years. We're gonna end up having to take out about 2 feet of fill. So there's an extensive cleanup there that's required extra work, and there are additional things that we had to do based on, you know, figuring out who owned, like the city owns the streets going across.
Right.
So it's related to that work. And again, I think we went with the proposed alternative to leave CMRR in place.
Legislator Green.
Well, go ahead. I can go after.
Yeah, do you have additional copies of what
yes.
you handed me before? This is David
Hilliard.
I'll show you the pages to turn to see. The rail and trail has already been built underneath Channing Drive. This one. Is there room there? One, two, three, four, five. So if you turn about 8 pages in, there's a picture like this that was taken underneath Chandler Drive that shows the trail is already in place. It goes around the locomotive that's there and then parallels up to Westbrook Lane. next, two more. Right there. So the trail's already in place. It goes around the existing rail that's there. And to go along with that, on this map, this is Chandler Drive. This is the railroad. This is the baseball field, Westbrook Lane.
Right.
So the original trail was supposed to rip up 200 feet of track and then bend over and go where it is now. Instead, since the rail is there, the new trail now just bends underneath Chandler Drive and swings under. And there is plenty of room there. And also to add about that 200 feet of track.
It's just 300 feet of track.
All right. Resolution 488, December 15, 2015 says, resolved, the Railway Trail policy shall include an increased available railroad segment co-located with public trail wherever feasible in the segment from the east end of the Kingston Plaza to milepost 8.33. East end of Kingston Plaza is Chandler Drive.
Right.
So the resolution here actually says that's where we can operate from. The permit says something different. I have to go by what the resolution says. Mm-hmm. East of Chandler Drive to 28A.
Legislator Green?
Yeah. Unfortunately, with the passing of Legislator Maloney, we have not had a track meeting. I believe this is a critical topic to be discussed in track before it comes to Public Works. And I have been in communication with the staff about securing a track meeting where this can be really fully vetted before. That's why the Trail and Rail Committee was formed. That's part of its responsibility and jurisdiction, and I will not vote for this until it's been properly vetted.
And you're the deputy, so you can call.
Well, that's complicated, and we've been trying to sort through that.
And Jim was the chairman of that committee?
Yeah, Jim was the chairman, and
so he would have had this meeting had he not passed?
Yes. Actually,
he said he would.
He was very much in favor, but his illness got in the way. Because I was in communication with him about this, and he very much wanted to call a meeting. So, you know, that's been...
When would they plan to have this meeting?
This was back in, like, November.
No, when after tonight would they plan to have this meeting?
They have to... There's a technicality about who is going to be the next chair, and then
You know, there's not that really that much time to, you know,
we're
you know what I'm saying?
We're trying to make a construction deadline for next year. This is a TAP grant that was awarded, so we have 3 years to do it. This has been discussed, and it has been considered for years. The policy called for this area to be a Midtown Linear Park. The east end of the Kingston Plaza is not Colonel Chandler Drive, it's Westbrook Lane. We negotiated with Catskill Mountain Railroad the use of the 800 feet just to the east of Westbrook Lane so that they could embark passengers. They agreed to that. They signed a permit. As Tom knows, as the commissioner, he's in charge of that permit. We have notified them for over a year and a half that they have been trespassing on that property, which they don't have a right to use, for over a year and a half, and they refuse to move their trains.
Okay.
Now, why does that matter? We just talked about how much the cleanup of the old rail yard is going to be. Taking that 2 feet out is going to cost us somewhere around $300,000. They're essentially parking these trains on areas that they don't have a right under a permit to do, and we need those sight lines cleared so that we can have a proper trail. The temporary trail that's there is built to no standard other than to allow, you know, the passage. It's a very basic trail, and it doesn't meet any ADA or other guidelines. It's basically a gravel trail. What we're doing is a paved trail there, and there are standards that you build that to. I would say if you want to have a discussion about the track, you have another bite at this apple. We have to come back to you to construct the trail. If you want to have a debate about the 300 feet of track, by all means, we can have that debate if you want to relitigate everything that we've done in the last 5 years. But stopping the planning process from doing things like cleaning up a brownfield,
this is just a
which
planning
is toxic
process,
and in the middle
not
of
really doing any work.
Yeah, why would you hold right. that up when you can still have your track meeting? You can yeah. still talk about the 300 feet. If you want the 300 feet left when we go to construction, we'll adjust the plan. We're glad to have that debate because I'll have the police in to talk about why those trains should not be located there.
Right.
And maybe if they come in and say, hey, that's a place that people, you know, can conceal themselves and make trouble with. We've seen people sleeping under there. If you go down there, it's a mess. We can't weed whack that area because the trains have moved. But, I mean, there's no reason to hold up planning because you don't like some aspect of what might be constructed 6 or 8 months from now.
Well, my feeling is if this is just planning, that's, and they can have their meeting. You think you can have your meeting within a month or less?
I hope so.
And they're not going to actually do no construction, no work. They're just planning and cleaning things up. Personally, I don't have a problem with that.
But I mean, the planning will be.
I mean, you're the chairman.
But the planning is going to be how are we going to plan to move forward? So if we do it before we've,
you've
worked out all
of that. You've already authorized planning, though. You've authorized $165,000 for planning. Those were unanimous votes. Either unanimous or all but one.
Mm. Legislator Litz?
Yeah, I'm looking at the resolve. And this is for engineering services for whatever, you know, plan that planning is looking at. And, we could spend the $32,000 and turn around and do something different. It's just a waste of county taxpayer money. We need to focus on what is the plan to go forward, and then you engineer that plan.
Right.
You don't do the planning before you have a scope.
We've submitted a design to DOT that has to be approved, so it has to meet their standards. This mm-hmm. is 80% paid for by federal,
right.
The other 20 by grant.
Mm-hmm.
We've already submitted a design document. So if you want the design changed, that's a minor modification for 300 feet of track. Very
right.
minor modification. However, the cleanup.
So what are we spending the $32,000 on if that work has all been done already?
It's not been all done. There's additional work that needs to be done for the cleanup of the rail yard, and there's also additional right-of-way incidental work. So like there's a draft plan. You know, they do a draft design document. It's sitting,
mm-hmm.
submitted to DOT. DOT gives back comments. We respond to the comments. Then we submit a final draft document. Then we get comments back, and then it's a more final document. If you want to have a track meeting and you want to listen to all the voices out there, not just, you know, one
mm-hmm.
side,
mm-hmm.
And you decide that you want the 300 feet out. That could be done as a field change order. That's easy enough. That's 300 feet of, you know, that has nothing to do with the extensive cleanup of the rail yard.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the street crossings that we're dealing with. And, we've got drainage issues in there that they had to do more work with. We had to do additional ESA work. So
if the car sitting on the end of that track is a sight problem for the police, we can actually pick the rail up, swing it to the north 10 feet to widen the view, so the rails would not have to be ripped up. The right-of-way is 66 feet wide.
You're on the north side of the right-of-way, though. That sounds easy to do, but I would just say, look, you could ask that question and vet it. But you guys haven't had a track meeting in over 8 months, so to hold up a planning thing for a time-sensitive grant, it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
if you want the 300 feet to remain or go to the north or whatever, then make a policy doing that. That's not within, it's not consistent with your permit. It's not really consistent with your policy. You're the determinative body. You could do it if you want, and we'll change it. But I got to keep designing this because I still have to go through, you know, the final design approval.
Can we put the plan on the table?
No, I mean, I just like to add that, you know, in my 25 years working for the Department of Transportation, my 8.5 working for the Thruway Authority, many of these similar type plans have come, and I've seen a lot of municipalities, towns, counties spend a lot of money that they didn't need to spend. And I can give you an example. In the town of Lloyd, we have the Tilson Avenue project that I was associated with. And that consultant spent tens of thousands, if not $100,000, studying a roundabout that's not feasible to build there and was rejected by the DOT. But that's good money spent for no reason. I mean, I would like to see whatever scope we're going to hone in on here. I mean, we're talking about right-of-way incidentals and all of those things, but what happens if the rail changes and we don't need the right-of-way? We purchase something we don't need. We could probably sell it in the future for maybe make a profit. If there's things that need to be done, like drainage or whatever, that may get altered if you change the plan. Mm. So I think it's prudent to have a solid final scope before we spend additional money. And I don't think that should take too long to do.
You've already approved the design fees. We're already at a final design. Most of the extra things aren't related. There's nothing related to this 300 feet that might change. That's the only thing that would change in the project. You're not going to change the alignment. You're not going to change the elevation significantly. You're not going to change the structures. So this is just to finish out a design process. It's fully paid for. And frankly, it's risking a grant that you all have approved this all before. This wasn't an issue before the 300 feet. So take the 300 feet, put it to the end. I will give you my commitment that if you decide as a policy you want the 300 feet out, we'll easily do that as a field change order. That's a very easy change because we considered. I mean, there's no work in that, really. That's a little movement of something on plan. You move your 12-foot wide trail to the north for 300 feet.
Legislator Green?
I'd like to make a motion to postpone this a month and to urgently call it, find a way to urgently call a track meeting.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Well, no, I just got a question for Legislator Green. How come there hasn't been a track meeting in 8 months?
Mainly because
Jim was sick.
Of Jim's illness.
Okay.
He wanted to call one, but his health was not able to allow him to attend.
Okay.
And I've been asking prior to and since his passing what the next steps are, and I've been getting mixed messages. I know that there is a commitment. There was a commitment. And there continues to be a commitment to hold one. I think given that this is now in front of us, I think that we'll be able to, before next month, have a track meeting, vet this, make a recommendation from the track, and then be able to move forward.
Is 1 month very devastating to this?
It is devastating to it because I'm trying to get out to bid this winter. Like, so if you, some of these things have to pass because then there's next steps. Like the seeker document that's
right.
Next, if the seeker document doesn't pass, I can't get design approval. If design approval doesn't get done, we can't do final specs and plans. And then we can't get bid approval, and then I can't get this out on the street. If we don't bid it during the winter, we're prone to get a higher price if we bid it in the spring when everybody's busy. And there's just no reason, because you can make whatever determination. You want the 300 feet left, I'll give you the 300 feet. I actually, you know, if you want to talk to the police and say, we think it's more important to have this 300 feet than a clear thing, and you want to work that out with them, I'm fine with it. but I got to keep going to get the DOT process done. I would also like to highlight, we use the same firm, HVEA, mm-hmm. in Highland, where we did the Hudson Valley Rail Trail Phase 4. It came in under budget. It was extraordinarily well received, and it's being really well used. And that's a very similar trail to this, all but for the cleanup. That cleanup is going to take a sub-consultant coming in and helping to do some additional testing, making sure that where this material goes, it's somewhere between regulated and hazardous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's...
And could something like that, and I don't mean to sound wise, or but could you put that in writing about that 300 feet, that they could leave the 300 feet of track, not rip it up?
If you determine that it's a policy, I will have to leave the 300 feet. I will put that in writing.
Okay.
So you have a track committee, you decide that at any point in this project. So let's not blow up a $2 million project because 300 feet of track. I won't even fight it.
Is this HVEA's proposal here?
Yes.
So they've already designed that?
No, they haven't designed it. They just put it on plan. I mean, okay. There's, you know, this
so
is...
So if we tell them to go ahead with this resolution, and then a month from now tell them we want to move it to this alignment, and that's whatever money they spent to do that is...
Yeah, they have never charged me extra for making minor adjustments like that. Just so you know, like, we actually ran out of money in the Hudson Valley Rail Trail Phase 4 project. We used up the final construction money, and they did all of the closeout documentation basically just gratis because they're
an engineering firm, and they make money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the same
Yeah, they
business.
Don't lose money. I mean, they
made good money.
So again, yeah,
so they like us
I would be
client.
Glad. Right. If you'll advance this, I will put that in writing, and you can have it tomorrow. I'll send it to the
okay.
To Nettie.
Well, I'll make a motion then. We postpone this till next week.
Do you want to have
we
a special
meeting? We
can vote
on it next week.
Well,
we're
I don't know that
caucus.
We can have yeah, a meeting. Track meeting by now.
I'm a no on the motion. I'm in
okay.
favor of moving this tonight with his word that they can sign the thing for the 300 feet if it can't be moved.
Who's going to sign it? Who signs that, so it's good?
If they determine that it's 300 feet, I would sign it as the project manager.
I wanted to say to Chandler Drive, right where the rail ends now, that's what it has to be.
We know what you want, Dave, but the legislature is the authority that will determine that. They should first talk to the city police to figure out why it was recommended that those 300 feet be cleared.
Right.
If you don't want to talk to the police, and we make that adjustment, and somebody
right.
gets killed there again, you're going to say, wow, I wish we had talked to the police.
Yeah.
And everything you're saying is exactly why we should go through the process, not short-circuit it tonight, have a track meeting, flesh out, vet all of those issues, so we make a good decision, not one like this, and then find out, oh, crap, look what
but
we did.
I would be very clear that we can't build this unless I come back for another resolution. You could literally put it in the next resolution.
I just don't want to spend
there's
county
no,
money
I
to an engineering firm, and I work for one, for something that we may or may not be in the final plan.
This is a minor thing. We're doing that with many elements. For instance,
okay.
we're looking at lighting, right? So we're looking
okay.
at different lights.
Here's how we can compromise this. Postpone it for a week. You write the letter about the 300 feet of track or whatever you want to do, and you confirm that there's no additional engineering costs to go ahead with your proposal. You put that in writing, then I think
for the change of the 300 feet. So if I, you'll have it tomorrow.
And we'll have a special meeting before caucus next week. So
and
what
we'll
about
just
the,
need,
I don't know
we'll
the,
just need yeah. to know from
but
the engineering firm that they're going to do this work for free.
Yeah, but I also want, you would have to go on record saying that you want the 300 feet taken out, and I would ask that the police have a chance to talk to you at whatever track committee meeting. So I'm not going to be responsible for taking this, for leaving this 300 feet in. From a design and a safety perspective, it does not make sense. But you are the determinative body. You do whatever.
And we have a subcommittee that addresses these issues. and we're not going to avail ourselves of their wisdom and input.
It hasn't met since November of last year, so it was even before Jim got sick. This committee has met twice in the last 2 years. Like, there's...
Again, the track record, not only for the past 30 years, the track record is terrible.
We do have a motion in a second, so we have to call the vote.
Oh, who's the second?
Wait,
who seconded
it? What is the motion?
On postponing until we have a special meeting scheduled before
caucus. You made
caucus.
That motion.
You said a month.
I didn't hear the second.
Caucus.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's not what we just talked about.
You said a week.
The vote
first.
Was going to be postponed a week so
a week.
I could
now
get
now we're
you
back
a letter.
To a month. What
that
is
was
that?
My motion.
But we
she
have
made
to,
a
there's
motion.
There's an earlier
that.
Motion that hasn't been resolved.
Okay. Right. So okay. There was no second on that?
Did you second it?
Not for the month.
Not for the month.
Will you,
make
will
another
you repeat
motion
the motion?
Or take back your motion and then give a new motion.
The motion that I made was to postpone. Resolution. I'll make the same for the following, for 391, but for 390, for 1 month to enable the legislature to hold a track meeting where the police can come and Catskill Mountain Railroad can present their concerns and that can be processed. So that was for 1 month. And I didn't hear a second, so that's why I wanted to get that resolved before we go to the next, if there's going to be. Do we?
I'll second.
Will you second that?
Yeah.
So you want to wait the month then?
I want to wait. I want to have a track meeting. We have a subcommittee that deals with these issues, and we're just going to say, well, you know, they haven't met since November. I mean, we have an issue for them to look at now. Have we had one before?
This issue has, and I've been asking for a track meeting, and we really have tried to get
one,
but now we have to have one, because it's in front of us, and there are actually two resolutions related to this.
But I have just given you a commitment to say that if you at any point before construction direct that these 300 feet, this is the only issue on this whole linear park, which is 0.8 miles. We have a lot of work to do if we're going to get to construction next year. I've already given you my commitment that if at any point you as a body tell me that you want the 300 feet left in, we will make that change. I don't understand why you would hold up a planning process that has to continue through the winter to get to construction.
I don't want to spend taxpayers' money
just
find out that well, we're not going to use that alternate, or we're going to change that alternate, and that money goes away.
It's a 300-foot alignment change, and I can literally get a letter from the engineer saying they wouldn't charge us for the consideration. It's such a minor adjustment.
What happens if the track committee gives us a recommendation to make some other alternate somewhere in this process?
Do you pass,
then we have to vote on
you
that.
You pass the whole design without doing a track committee. You have approved multiple, you've done 31 resolutions, for instance, on the Ashokan Rail Trail, and many of them were not done with the track committee. The only reason this is an issue, we should be clear, is about the 300 feet and the railroad objecting to it. So if I've already conceded that we will take it out, why, and that it won't cost us any additional money, this money is more about cleaning up the mess that CMRR left between O'Neill and Cornell Street. Now, if we want to talk about watching taxpayer money, why don't we have a conversation about whether or not they're liable for that $300,000? When we settled our litigation in 2016, B was very clear to include in that language, reserving the right to go back after the railroad for the stuff that they left there.
That's a legal issue that is outside the purview of this committee.
As
far as the Choking Rail Trail, there's been a lot of, we should have done this, or we should have done that, or maybe we're a little too hasty on that.
I've heard the opposite. I've heard I can't wait for this to be open because we've been investing millions of dollars in the Hotel Dillon and the restaurant, the Santa Fe, and we're waiting for people to come to this trail. I'm just saying, I'll concede the 300 feet. Why is there an issue if we've done that? That's there's no cost change. I'll confirm that with HVEA and get a letter. And I will confirm in writing that I will concede the 300 feet. Why is there any issue?
Well, we do have a motion and a
second.
Those are
the two issues you've raised. I'll give you both issues.
I'll have to call the vote. I would like to say that, you know, I was promised, I did vote yes on trailheads, you know, as far as the design and everything goes, with the guarantee and understanding that we would have a trail and rail, a rail and trail meeting, and it didn't happen. You know, I understand there's been illnesses, but it's these meetings just haven't happened, and I'm not sure why. But and I'm also not sure why the deputy can't call a meeting.
Yeah, that was my other question.
I have tried, and
all you have to do is notify whoever the clerk is for your committee and say
I have done that.
We're going to have a meeting.
But I mean, that's not the administration that's done that. We've been dutifully pursuing the policy that you passed that this is based on, the capital project that you formed and funded, the design that you funded. And we're just asking for enough money to finish the design.
Let me just say that if this had been a collaborative process from day one...
You voted for it, Manna.
In spite
of the only
the,
one that
the
doesn't
hostility
feel it was,
of this process.
You were the one that was... You were the only one that voted for this, other than Dave, and then turned around and said, well, we don't think this is a good compromise. Everybody else has abided by that compromise. If you want to relitigate it, every time we do a... We've relitigated this 31 times with the Ashokan Rail Trail. We know that we have the votes in the legislature to get this through. It's simply...
I think you do, too.
You know, and again, if you want to keep having to have discharge petitions because one committee holds on to something, your colleagues in economic development passed this last night unanimously. Mm.
That sounds a little like extortion, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It sounds like
I
reality.
I think we should call the vote. All right, all in favor of postponing until next month? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm a no, for the simple reason, because I think that the track committee has fell asleep at the wheel, and these people have been moving forward with their work. And I just think it's totally unfair that you sit 10 months without having a meeting with a deputy chair. And I feel very bad. Jim Maloney was a very good friend of mine. And if he couldn't have the meeting, there is a deputy chair. I mean, I'm involved in a lot of organizations where if the chairman can't run the meeting, they have a deputy chair to do so. So I think that's a piss poor excuse not to have a meeting for 10 months because you couldn't find a chairperson.
I just want to say that I not only was in touch continuously with Jim and the staff, but I was also told after Jim's passing that it would be inappropriate to have it, you know, within a certain period of time. So it's not for lack of trying as the deputy. And it still isn't resolved how the chair needs to be appointed. It's apparently not automatic that as deputy I become chair. So
Tracy can make the decision, but as a deputy with the
I'm saying chair, meeting for meeting. You could go if
Ken
there's
Ken Rung
wait a minute now. Don't say you have to be appointed from deputy chair to chair. I'm in enough organizations that if a monthly meeting comes up and the chair or the president of the organization is not there, the vice president or the deputy chair, please, Manna. Please.
But I'm only telling you what I was told when I attempted to
do so. I don't know what you were told.
So.
I know enough about that kind of thing to know that that's somebody's blowing smoke.
I've talked both
actually,
to
wait
Vaughn
a minute.
And
Let me see
Vicky
a second.
And Tracy, and apparently there's some language, and I don't have it in front of me, that
rip the top page off because that was not the vote. And it's not
not here, but you can sign it, and I'll just write on it.
No, the motion was to postpone it.
Right.
It wasn't to pass it or reject it.
Right.
Yeah, that
right.
Has
I got
to,
it.
That has to be
I got
changed.
It. Yep, I got it. Postpone phone. 1 month. No, it's okay.
Okay. Resolution number 391.
So I got to sign this thing,
just
right?
Put your name on it.
And
just
I disapprove.
It. Don't just leave this empty.
Leave it empty.
If we're postponing it, we don't need to sign it.
The resolution has no action.
All right, I'll just get it.
Yeah, there's no action.
Okay.
Resolution 391, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under 6 NYCRR, Part 617, State Environmental Quality Review Act, by the Ulster County Legislature for the construction of the Ulster County Midtown Linear Park Capital Project 479.
I'll second it for discussion.
Right.
But I just heard something today that now is going to make me question this. They're asking to issue a negative declaration, but I just heard tonight that there's major contamination that's going to cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars that has to be removed. Is that correct?
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't... A negative declaration means it does...
It has no effect on the environment.
Correct. So
but you're telling me there's contamination there that does affect the environment, and therefore I have to remove it.
Yeah, so the action that we're proposing is to remedy it. So we basically take uncontrolled contamination in the top 2 feet, it would put it into some type of appropriate licensed landfill,
right,
and then it would backfill it and cap it.
So what you're telling me is there is hazardous material out there that has to be removed.
Yes, but that doesn't...
But to vote a negative declaration, that basically says that there's no issue, except there may be some minor issues that can be corrected through the process of the environmental review.
Your seeker finding, there's a big document behind this, and it has all of the testing from the rail yard.
Was it a type 1?
This is a type 1 action, yep, and we did a full EAF.
The negative declaration is a type 2 action.
No, you're conflating two things. Under SEAKER, which is under New York State Conservation Law, you have to classify the action. There are three types of actions.
Mm-hmm.
A type 1 is something that possibly has or likely has an adverse impact on
Correct.
The environment. A type 2 action has none, so you don't have to do anything else.
Right.
And in between, you have something called an unlisted action.
Correct.
There are thresholds in state law for why something is a type 1 or a type 2
mm-hmm.
action. This was a type 1 action, and you declared it a type 1 action.
Okay.
Only because of the proximity to the Sharp burial ground and several other properties that are listed on the national or state historic register.
So this contamination was not listed in the type 1 action, the original report?
What you just said... I'm trying to unwind what you just said.
Okay.
It's not a type 1 action because of the hazardous waste. The hazardous waste that's there, if we weren't contiguous to the Sharp burial ground, this actually could have been an unlisted action, and you would have done a short EAF. The proposed action is to clean it up. So not only are you not... The action that we're taking is not having an adverse impact on the environment, things like water, land, community character, endangered species, historic resources. It is, in fact, palliative. It cleans up a mess that has existed there, and you can't do any activity on that property. So this seeker finding is a critical piece for
mm-hmm.
moving forward. Right now, the design document cannot be fully reviewed by DOT until we pass a seeker finding. The seeker finding is fine whether or not you move that 300 feet or not. That's not going to have
mm-hmm.
an outcome because we're not really increasing any disturbance. In fact,
right.
you'd be reducing disturbance. So again, the other one you can hold up, we'll deal with it. This one, I've actually got to get this approved so that DOT can take their next step. They're also doing a NEPA finding, which is under the National Environmental Policy Act. But like if we were creating... Where it would be an issue is if we were creating hazardous waste. Let's say we were proposing use that was going to generate waste, and it was, or it was going to generate air pollution. This actually is cleaning up a lot of the area. where right now kids can't play because of the exceedances, of lead and other metals and PAHs and volatile organic compounds is above the threshold. But that doesn't have anything
yes.
to do with a...
I guess before I can vote either for or against this, I'm going to need to know, what are the contaminants that we need to remove?
You have the list of contaminants.
Where are they?
They're in the document that was submitted to the legislature with this. You have basically a finding of you have a determination of non-significance that's at least that big, and it contains the full EAF documents that talk about all the things, and it has all of the reports that were generated, including the report by CDM. Now, Amanda did this cleanup. Amanda is the one who started this investigation with the EPA. So the EPA looked at it. The good news is, you know, it's not a Superfund site. You have what you expected. You have in the top soil stuff that people used around trains, like paint and petroleum and hydraulic fluid.
We started the investigation about 3 years ago with a grant to bring EPA in, and they used a subcontractor, CDM, to do the initial phase one and phase two work. We found things that are, you know, typical of the types of activities that were on that site for a long time, which include a lot of heavy metals in that topsoil level, one or two hits of PCBs, oils, polyaromatic hydrocarbons, those are the PAHs, and other hydrocarbons from any diesel, gas, anything else, any other kind of fluids and things like that. So those need to be removed from the topsoil. That is costly in that you have to seek proper disposal of it in a licensed facility, like Chris said, and then installing a membrane and then bringing in clean fill. And the important part is that this has been part of the investigation ongoing of, you know, so we had to start this 3 years ago, so we knew what we were dealing with, and that it will be taking this hazard out of the community, which is a big deal. So definitely an environmental benefit to the Midtown community.
May I add one thing on this?
Sure.
We met with the DEC too up in Albany, and they were fine with the protocol that we were suggesting, but they did suggest a little bit more testing on the outskirts as well.
Legislator Green?
In terms of, you know, cleaning, there is hazard posed by doing a cleanup of hazardous material. And I would like to get an opinion from an attorney in terms of, you know, this negative declaration. And so I am again going to move, because all of this should be dealt with in a track meeting, I'm going to move to postpone resolution 391 for 1 month, so that both of these issues can be resolved and a recommendation can come back to Public Works and any other relevant committees.
Do I hear a second?
I'll make a motion after I read the rest of it.
Sure.
Sure.
Can I offer one other thing?
To postpone.
Part of what has to be done is that after you've done the characterization of the material, you create the plan that has all the assurances, the QAPs, the quality assurance, the health and safety protocols of disturbing and removing that material. That is all part of this. Those documents are very serious. They're serious in that they're important to the process. They're given to DEC for their, if they would like to review them. They're also stamped by professional engineers. This is not a casual process. So all these things are included in the kind of very thorough design and engineering of the project.
So this, you know, additional information, this was done by the City of Kingston. Do you also have something that was, or was it done for the City of Kingston by the County of Ulster? Because what I'm seeing in the resolution, I'm seeing in the resolution, because I'm already hearing about playground equipment and, you know, and putting down surfaces, And then we hear that it potentially was a brownfield site, so I don't know if there's any other funding for that.
It's not technically a brownfield site. It has contamination on it, and we're going to develop a plan to clean it up so that it can be used for unrestricted recreation, so passive or active recreation. You wouldn't ever build anything here because it's kind of landlocked, this area between O'Neill and Cornell. There's not much you're going to do on it other than have a park. So, again, I think we're committed to make sure that it's cleaned up. It's come a long way. Amanda was there some years ago when it was full of debris and, spots. And if you go out there now, it really looks like a nice area, but it's fenced off and can't be used. So, again, any playground equipment that would go in, that's the reason you have a membrane, because if you're going to pierce, if you go below 2 feet, you have to take special precautions in that regard. Now, we haven't, again, if I don't, I got to get the trail built first before I put playground equipment behind, around it, So. And I would just say that the New York State DEC's reviewed everything we've provided to date, parks and recreation and Historic Preservation has reviewed it. They've signed off on it. There wasn't a lot of environmental issues because it was used so heavily for 150 years. And we're basically cleaning it up.
David?
Yeah, I just want to add that I think what Chris just said, that was used as a railroad yard 100 years before we even got it. The first 100 years another railroad was using. Does this resolution say that the rails are going to be ripped out in that yard? Because if they are, I would like, if you look at the last page on the big packet I gave you, we have a picture showing the railroad going right through the DEP post office property. It's an asphalt. We would still like to have rail there so we can bring in new equipment via rail. So we would not like to have any rail removed going through that park.
That is not consistent with the policy that you passed. Your policy was for this to be trail only from Cornell Street to the east part of the Kingston Plaza. What they are asking for is for you to reverse your policy. All of that track is coming up, and all of those ties are coming up, and the spots that they left and the railroad before them will all be removed. There's no connection to the National Railroad. And the fact that we're still having this conversation 5 years after many of you spent hundreds of hours on this, is concerning. Like, you established a policy. We've been implementing your policy. If you want 300 feet of track, we can leave 300 feet of track. But you've got something here that can't be used and is in the middle of Midtown, and it could be a park for the poor and the moderate and low income people that live around there. They don't have any parks in this area. That's why we're talking about playground equipment.
Right.
This is a connection. You already see people using it to go shopping at Hannaford's, because if you don't have a car, it's awfully hard to get to Hannaford from Down Street or Cornell or some of those other areas.
Also, the shingle sheet of paper I handed out, these are all the properties that would have to be, that would go, these are all the easements that the railroad is going through. Chandler Drive up to
Down Street. Those are being dealt with through the project. Like, part of the federal DOT is making sure that you have a permanent ownership. These are areas, some of which are in the area where we've already pulled track and have that interim trail, and we're consolidating our interest from an easement only to a fee interest. And this is what we told you at the beginning of the project, that we had these things called, that B had called gores. They're like somebody in the 1860s owned the property, the railroad came through, they took property or bought it, and then when, like, if Dean had owned it in 1860 and sold it to Tom in 1880, that deed that he got no longer had it. So what we're doing is consolidating the interest. These aren't final values. These were the high level, the values. And this is 100% paid for by other sources than the county. And basically what it does is it takes an easement-only area and it makes it fee ownership so you can do whatever you need. If you need to run a sewer pipe in the future, you're allowed to do that. If you need to run other utilities, you have unlimited use of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at page 11?
Yeah. Okay. No, not 11.
No.
11 is a blank piece of paper.
Is it?
What I'm reading here is
it's 30.
The essence of this report.
Page 30.
Is that a report was prepared for the State Environment Quality Review Act, and it says that lead agency sponsored the term of a significant state will not be prepared, and it says the seeker type is a type 1 action as determined on June 18, 2019. Status is that it needs a full EAF, which I'm assuming this is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, parts 1 and 2 are included.
So I believe the resolution should be reworded.
Yeah.
To reflect that a type 1 action and full EAF have been has been performed, and the finding is. That's not what this says.
Your resolution states in the fourth whereas that you declared it by resolution 244 as a type 1 action because of its proximity to the historic properties. Again, reading
the preamble, it's not just that. It was a type 1 action. They looked at the history of the project.
Yeah, you already declared it a type 1 action, and it also in the resolve you're basically saying we've looked at this determination and we're saying that this action would not have an adverse impact on the environment. I mean, and we've gone through and we've evaluated, is there anything we're doing to wetlands? No. Is there anything we're doing that would endanger species? No. We're cleaning up toxic waste. We're taking debris that's been left there for years out of there. We're fixing drainage, so we're mitigating erosion issues. We're taking the very I don't mean to knock on your fence, your lighting, but the lighting there right now looks like it should be on a baseball field, not a trail. And so we're actually going to take the lighting and we're going to make it lower. We're going to make it full cutoff, and we're going to make it LED, so it's more energy efficient, and it's more efficient in terms of what it's lighting. So all of the things that we're doing don't have an adverse impact on the environment. That's essentially what you're saying here, like this suggested action.
Then why don't we say it instead of essentially say it? Why don't we say that there were impacts identified in the full EAF that are going to be mitigated, such as... And then list them.
That's in the determination. This is like every other seeker document you've done. This is modeled on the seeker finding you did for the Ashokan Rail Trail, on all of DPW's projects. Like this isn't a one-off. This is what we do for every major project that's a type 1.
In the EAF, there's a section where you identify...
I filled a lot of them out.
Right.
I'm a PE, by the way.
Yes.
Okay?
But for everyone's, you identify those impacts and talk about the mitigation so that it doesn't have to, you're already incorporating that, how it's going to be handled, remediated in the action.
And I would like, in general terms, that to be denoted in the resolution that we're going to
pass. It's always in the findings.
I understand that.
So it is in it, the...
Let's be clear and transparent and put it in a resolution.
Yeah.
What would you want to add? So what language would you want to add to this? A resolve?
I would
what?
Probably say, whereas, you have it up here already, that it was looked at, the findings, type 1 action, you said in here, I'm not seeing it.
So it says, whereas, like, the county has completed an expanded environmental evaluation of impacts and negative declaration that included analysis of impacts to historic and archaeological
sites. That's not really what the county.
So
what the county looked at. County looked at the environmental process and determined it's a type 1 action. And a full EAF was done. And the following were areas that required mitigation.
There were no areas that required mitigation. understand what mitigation is in this strict definition. Mitigations
are things you need to do to protect the environment. And you're telling me that there's contaminants out there that need to be removed 2 feet deep, put a membrane down. You don't do that in your backyard if you have no contaminants.
Mitigation is different from remediation. The cleanup is remediation. What mitigation would be required, for instance, if you were filling more than a certain threshold acre of wetlands.
Right. And
we're
then,
not
and
filling
then you can
any
build,
wetlands.
And you can build a quarter of an acre of a wetland somewhere else.
Correct.
And
exactly.
Use that as a mitigation.
Exactly. So none of that was required. In fact,
okay.
If you look at it, on the EAF, you go through and you check boxes and you say, would this have an impact, for instance, on water?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it has any impact at all, you have to check it.
That's correct.
And then in the document that you have,
mm-hmm.
we went through, and anything that was checked,
mm-hmm.
it was explained that it was insignificant,
mm-hmm.
negligible,
or that it
actually would improve the environment.
Or needed to be mitigated.
There was no mitigation needed. There was no action.
Then why are we taking out the contaminated soil if it does not have to be removed?
Because that doesn't meet the... That's not a mitigation of this action. It's a mitigation of a situation that existed. It's really remediation. So you're not... Mitigation has a strict definition under New York State conservation law. It's to make up for adverse impacts that your action will have.
Okay. I'll give you some examples.
What page do you want?
Threatened, I'm on 3 of 5 of the Federal Environmental Approval Worksheet. Threatened or endangered species. It says yes.
Yes. No, it says
historical preservation.
There.
Yes. Parks, wildlife, scenic rivers, yes. Then it says, are there thresholds that are exceeded? Requiring FHWA approval, compliance, or concurrence. Floodplains, yes. Property acquisition is a requirement. Determination whether additional notification approval is required. Yes for 3B. Yes. Outstanding independence. So I'm looking for the contamination that you've referred to.
So the report is at the end, may I?
Sure.
At the very end.
We do keep things brief in the planning department.
All the way to the end.
Yeah,
That's the report that CDM did, and that's an attachment to this document. So that document gives you the alphabet soup of what was found, whether thresholds were exceeded. And again, in terms of mitigation, like if we were going to propose to put solid waste on the property, right? There would be some mitigation, like you'd have to provide a line or
mm-hmm.
you'd have to provide screening or some kind of protection from the adjacent property. In this document, we consider the length of construction, but there would be all protections would be in place when this soil is taken out, much like, you know, Manna and I worked years ago on the PCBs up in the Hudson River, and people who didn't want the PCB cleanup argued, well, you're going to make more of a mess doing it, but the science said that's actually not true.
Right.
You know, again, we're going to have an engineer who stamps this thing saying, you know, everything is done in accordance with good practice and with all regulation. We wouldn't take the dirt, you know, and put it in Tom's backyard unless you really want it and want to save some money.
You too.
You do? We talk. So again, the mitigation is really what you do to correct actions you're taking. And we're not proposing to take anything that's going to hurt anything, like the bats, for instance, right? The lighting out there right now, you could argue, it's not great for the bats. You know, it's really overlit. We're actually diminishing the amount of lighting and focusing it so it doesn't just blast up into the sky. No offense to your lights.
No, thank you.
I love your lights.
No, thank you.
And again, you guys have passed this. We did a similar thing for the unlisted action on Hudson Valley Rail Trail. Essentially, that was the same thing. It was an old rail corridor. The only difference is we weren't by a historic property. So that would have been a type 1 action if we had been next to a National Register property. We did a type 1 on...
You didn't have to do any removal of contaminated material on that project.
No, but on Ashokan Rail Trail we did. And again, we did the same determination of non-significance. So we did take out, we took out 35,000 contaminated ties.
Railroad ties.
And then
correct.
We took out contamination from the Ashokan Station where hydraulic fluid had been dumped. I'm dealing with contaminated soil up there that's slightly contaminated that's being capped under a parking lot. All that is, again, none of it was adverse to the environment because you're actually encapsulating it and keeping it from flowing into nearby streams or transporting elsewhere.
So I would like to call the vote.
Was there
a motion on the table?
You make
to postpone?
You made a motion to postpone, correct?
And you seconded?
I'll second it.
So we'll call the vote then?
Sure.
Postpone it a month.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm an
opposed.
Out.
Would you mind taking over for a minute? I want to go use the ladies' room.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there, we won't write on that.
This gentleman would like to speak.
Want to point out that the action...
First of all, can you... what's your name?
My name's Tim Wiedemann. I work in the county executive's office as director of innovation. I'm also a Kingston resident and have followed eagerly along this process. And I just want to point out that the action that you just took is confusing to me because... The residents of Midtown Kingston have dealt with a contaminated site for decades, and a project that proposes to clean up that contamination was just delayed because there's a feeling that somehow the negative declaration was inappropriate. So that is, I think, really discouraging. I just want to point that out.
That's fine. Sounds a lot like what the town of Kingston's going through.
It's very different. I mean, this is a very different project. We're not creating noise. We're not creating traffic. We're not creating anything. It's a false equivalent. I mean, you're cleaning up a bladed corridor. And at what point do you say that this is okay? I mean, you guys haven't even set a standard by which we can finish the project.
If you said there was no contamination there that needed to be encapsulated or removed, I'd be happy with a negative declaration.
But I'm telling you that it will be cleaned up in a manner that's legal and safe.
Okay,
and
we're on 396.
Why would we not want to clean up?
We're on 395.
How can somebody who works for Clearwater not want to clean up a brownfield?
But it doesn't mean it's a negative action.
It's a negative declaration. You need to take a negative declaration if you want to clear it up. I can't even get to a project without this. Why did you approve the project in the first place if you want to just hold it up at every step? This is stunning.
Okay, we're going to move on. This
it's absolutely stunning.
This resolution has already been dealt with. Sometimes, you got to deal with after the horse is out of the barn, unfortunately, what we're dealing with here. Okay, resolution number 3. Resolution number 395, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission to accept grant funds and amending the 2019 Ulster County Adopted Budget Department of Environment.
So moved.
I'll second it. So we're just accepting money here, right, Amanda? Okay.
What's the... Do they have a proposal for the grant funds?
Yep, we submitted a response to their request for proposals, and it is to do additional culvert assessment, which would be for aquatic passage, hydraulic and sizing, geomorphic assessment, as well as an infrastructure condition, focusing on the lower Sobis watershed, and also working with the towns of Kingston. Kingston, Woodstock, and Saugerties on their town road stream crossings and creating management plans for those towns.
Are, is any of this on a county road?
Yes.
Are they going to do any condition reports?
We will be doing assessment, and part of the protocol is to do inspection, like a photo, location, condition, size, material. So you're doing all of that work. And even more so than that, you go back and we are going to be doing some, running some recurrence intervals on storms and looking at sizing.
I'd recommend that for the county roads, you, you supply the those reports to Tom.
Yeah, we don't do these things on our own.
And also supply them to any other municipalities that...
The whole project is going to be done in collaboration with the DPW and with the towns, and so that we're not only creating with DPW road stream crossing plans and an inventory, but also with the towns, and they're very eager and receptive to having help.
Because there's an additional $50 million available to replace culverts, fix culverts, and typically that starts with the inspection process. So you'll be helping out those municipalities by affording them the, whatever your facts and findings are.
They don't even know where it is, a lot of times where the infrastructure is, just for smaller culverts. So, yeah.
So I just recommend that you share that with the municipalities. That'll be an aid to them. You could also call it shared services and get a gold star.
Get a meow patch. I'll entertain a motion to pass this.
So moved.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried. Starting on 396.
I have a question about this. Where's the SOPIS on this? Are they? They're not
they've
part of the.
They've done a road street crossing inventory and management plan.
Okay.
With grant funds
from DEC.
And they work directly with a private consulting firm.
Okay. Yeah, Titan Bond did it. If I, Right, very
but
cool.
now this money is actually from the DEC that is going through New EPIC, and now they're looking to fund kind of multiple municipalities going together, especially if they're contiguous, shared water resources, to look at those resources.
Okay. Next resolution, 396.
Mm-hmm.
Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the New York Power Authority for completion of a geothermal clean energy challenge stage 3 design study. Have a motion?
Motion to I guess for the purposes of discussion, but I want to move this.
I'll second it.
Second. Any other discussion? Amanda, while you're here,
this resolution allows us to move forward with what we're calling the phase 3 of the Geothermal Clean Energy Challenge for the county office building. This is a project through the initial first two phases you receive for multiple buildings, including the county office building, and those were basically grant awards, so those were done at no cost to the county. So we're moving forward, proposing to move forward with this third phase, which would be a targeted geothermal audit and conceptual design for retrofit of this building with the geothermal system.
Cool.
It would include things like a test well to look at the the resources, the geothermal resources, and what would be required as far as wells.
Well, the Kirkland has it.
Correct.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
on
this
there.
Is 50% funded by NYSERDA, and 50%, what we're proposing is 50% county dollars. It's through FlexTech, basically, and there's this 50% cost share by the county for this study.
Any other questions? You're beaming.
I'll
call the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution 397, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to accept grant funds under the 2018 Municipal Zero Emission Vehicle and ZEV Instruction Infrastructure Rebate Program. Motion?
So moved.
Here's second. Amanda?
This is to accept, grant funds in the amount of $27,500 for purchases of plug-in vehicles, basically. Zero emission vehicles. And they were purchased, and this is what we qualify for as a reimbursement grant.
Okay, good. So we'll call the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed? All right, resolution number 398, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the New York Power Authority for solar advisory services at the Quarryville site and declaring intent to act as lead agency under SECRA. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
I have a question. The Quarryville site, is that the cleaned up tire site?
Yes.
It's going to
Yes.
I just want folks to know that when I worked for the RRA, we brought together all the stakeholders who were in conflict, in deep conflict. Everybody was...
Right. That was a major issue back then.
Yes, and we were able to come to a collaborative solution that really worked for everyone, except maybe the tire jockey who had created the mountain of tires that were a few hundred feet from people's homes. So I'm absolutely delighted. I would like to co-sponsor this resolution.
Do you remember that situation, Herb?
What's up?
The tire dump in Quarryville that they had filled. They claimed it was over 650,000 tires there when they began the removal.
And do you know where some of them are? Under the Newburgh Interchange on exit 17.
Are they? Yeah.
Shredded.
They were shredded.
Yeah. 650,000.
In the embankments.
That's how many they estimated was there. Yeah.
Just if I can, the site was cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
DEC put some significant liens on the properties to try to recoup some of the money of the cleanup.
Interesting.
In excess of $2 million on one property, $200,000 on the other property, the tire jockeys, as you just called them, seemed to skip the state.
Yeah, they did. They took off.
And so what happened is for 15 years or so, no taxes were paid on the property. The liens, of course, weren't paid. And it was in this limbo that happens when there are liens on a property, and again, this suspicion of contamination, tires, other contamination.
Right.
There had been a structure on the building that was burnt down. There were barrels, things like that. The county, saying that, enough is enough. This has been so many years, over a decade, where this has been in this limbo. We went in front of the court to get a temporary incidence of ownership, a TIO, to gain temporary access to the property to do an environmental site assessment. This is with money that was actually created, a fund that was created by the legislature to look at remediating these potentially brownfield properties that were in kind of this limbo area. Used that money, did the investigation. We were able to see that there wasn't concern beyond kind of surficially and kind of this specter of what might be on the site.
We're able to work with an environmental attorney to have DEC release the liens on the property, and we're able to complete the foreclosure. So this is now county-owned property. Also in that time period, we had the EPA on site to do a solar assessment. So what this resolution allows us to do is move the next step to work with NYPA directly to basically do a solar site assessment, use them to do additional design and work for the solar project, and then go out to request for proposals to have solar installed on the site.
Legislator Green?
Yeah, my recollection was that at least some of that property was transferred to the Sportsmen's. Mm-hmm. That
yep.
never happened.
No, it never happened.
Oh.
Again, the liens caught everything.
Oh, okay.
Because it would have had to been either transferred by the property owner or through the county for foreclosure proceedings.
Okay.
So that never happened.
Well, the story I tell will have to be adjusted then.
So, and this is why I'm worried about Saugerties with the other landfilling you have going on up there. If he
yeah.
takes off on you, you know, that's
we're not doing well in court either.
For the town.
Spending a lot of money and not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something fishy here with this.
Yeah.
This judge, this unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution number 399. Amending Resolution 160 of 2019, establishing capital project number 540 for the Samsonville Road culvert in the town of Rochester, Bridge, New York program, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, or reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation. Motion.
So moved. I'll second it.
Mr. Jackson, any other? We're just getting
no,
money
I mean,
on this?
It's a simple amendment to a prior resolution.
Okay.
This is a Bridge New, part of the Bridge New York program, and the state had provided the required language for the resolution, and they omitted a paragraph. And so that's been reinserted at their insistence. It's a required action for that program.
No other questions. I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Last resolution, number 400, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Seal Coat USA, Inc. Motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Any discussion? No?
Is this just your annual crack sealing contract?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is routine stuff.
Okay.
Every year.
All right. I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. I handed over my agenda, but... I don't know. Everybody's looking a little warm. We've been here an hour and a half.
I'm running late.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll send this resolution to you, though, Mr. Jackson. I'd like it's for putting solar on roofs.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tom, take care.
Take it easy, Tom. Good
see
to
see you guys
you.
Soon.
Yep.
Hi, John.
So I don't know if you have a copy. It's kind of a bare bones.
Yeah,
I would like to add a lot more language to it.
Mm.
Mark Ryder was concerned about the additional engineering costs. You know. I think it's important to if we're taking a roof down, you know, I really hate to see solar not get put on it because it was, you know, after the fact. So after we replace the roof, they then look at it to see if it would support solar.
I think maybe that's what part of the problem is. I think you can reword this and have them do a feasibility study.
Prior to
well,
and
it says
including
here,
it in the engineering.
See what
Smart
the
leader
would be too.
Shall engineer all new renovations or replace roofs to support solar arrays.
Yeah.
Maybe that should say that shall ensure that an engineering feasibility study
So we know where you are with the money. How much is it going to be? Sometimes you can, you know, it'll be feasible on one building.
Sometimes it'll
might
cost,
not be feasible
right.
on another
Sometimes
building.
Sometimes it'll cost more money than putting the roof on.
Exactly.
Or it may cost more money than removing the existing roof and putting a new one on.
Yeah.
But that's the feasibility study part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with him. That's important.
It's just a wording thing.
Yeah.
I also think that
I mean, new buildings, certainly.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Legislator Nolan had some ideas about this,
okay.
too. So,
right. so we'll discuss that
yeah.
Thursday,
okay.
tomorrow?
I guess so, yep.
Okay.
What do you got tomorrow? What's the meeting?
Environmental.
Oh, environmental.
Yeah.
You chair that, right?
For food.
I do.
Yeah.
And I call meetings.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What time is the stakeholders meeting?
That's at 5.
That's at 5?
Tomorrow
at 5.
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
I also, you know, not just to be clear on this and for the record, on the delay on CEQA on, was it 391? I just really want, our attorney happens to specialize in CEQA, and I just want to be sure that the negative deck is what we should be doing with this. In general, I think things are very clear. This is a little bit confusing, and it's complicated because
you know,
the
my whole
communication has been difficult.
The communication has been difficult from day one. I've been very torn on this. I know in the early days, I was voting not to tear up any tracks. But you know, this has been going on
mm-hmm.
for 4 or 5 years with the trails versus rails. Now, it's apparent to me that the trail thing is going to fly. I think this ship has sailed, and mm-hmm. I don't think this legislature is going to do anything at this point. I mean, you're like 85% there to do any derailing or anything. And I think the guy. I mean, I would have took him at his word tonight. Now, the guy left here steaming mad. So now, if there was any chance to get any cooperation from him to keep that 300-foot traction there, if he has any way that he's going to, he'll get them tracks himself with an axe, and he'll burn them.
Well,
that's
it requires
it,
a vote of the legislature,
well,
it
does. Yeah, it's not
and he'll go to jail if he does
well,
it.
The legislature, the county executive mm-hmm. office has had the support from the legislature on these rails, Herb, and you know you've mm-hmm. been here for the past 5 years solidly. There's only been a handful of us that were trying to
right.
fight for the, and I was one of them
but
in the beginning, Mary Waro, yourself.
Inconsistency,
you know.
On mile posts and
it's going to happen.
It's been 200 feet since day one. 300 feet was
yeah.
new tonight.
Yeah.
Where'd the other 100 feet come from?
Yeah.
yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't even follow it that closely anymore. It's so far been so long.
I know. I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Amanda, and then
yeah.
we.
Yeah.
On the CEQA side, though, I would say that it very much, that's not, you have a plan, you've identified this,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be remediation
mm-hmm.
of what we've encountered there.
Mm-hmm.
And that in no way would trigger a pause deck.
It's already been deemed a type 1 action, and you've done a full EAF.
Yeah.
It's already done.
Right.
All I want is the resolution
to reflect that.
Right.
Yeah. But I was speaking to Amanda, about some things
I think we tend to sort of automatically approve neg decks, and I've been cautioned to be more careful, and that's all I want to do. But
Patty Kingston is an excellent
mm-hmm.
example, very, very recent.
Yeah, that is.
They
yeah.
rush through, give it a neg deck, and probably should not have.
Right.
Which they had to reverse.
Did
so
they
that opens you up to litigation.
Oh, they did.
They
so
did reverse it.
We don't need any Article 78s. We
yes.
spend enough money
yeah.
with
right.
lawyers.
Right, but again, that's, you you know, to go back
it's
to
a different
point
yeah.
Of mitigation.
Yeah, I'm not very favorable to that project. I think that lake and that wood should be protected. I hear a lot of talk about it.
The rail yard is something I've been very involved with.
And I agree with everything that's proposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want it reflected in the resolution. Our resolutions sometimes are very wide and cast a very wide brush.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to tighten them up. I mean, we need to be more transparent. I think when the general public sits down and reads a resolution, they should understand what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't need two or three lawyers in the room to explain it. And
that
we
was
do
a
rush
very comprehensive
to vote sometimes.
Study.
I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the early voting on the Shokan Rail Trail, I mean, we had to backtrack on some things. And,
yeah.
You know, we were a little too general. We should have put specifics in there. We should have put mileposts specifically in there. And it's coming back to haunt us. Because
yep.
we rush. And there's no reason for it. I understand Chris wants to get this project out.
Mm-hmm.
It's September. The PS&E package review from the DOT takes a minimum of 3 months. I worked there for years.
And then you'll have another three
anyway.
Months so they can break ground in April. But
listen,
you know, I'm concerned about some of the comments though about, you know, going after CMR for to clean up, and yet it's been a railroad for hundreds of years. So can you specifically blame that on one entity? Also looking through that briefly, you know, it did make comment of cleaning up between Cornell and Smith, but it didn't say too much about the...
You can have it, but you should have it also on
the west
one on here.
Yeah.
Okay, you
so
got it.
I'd like to look at that a
You'd
little bit
You'd rather read
more.
It on paper, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'll get it back there.
Tracy's waiting for my call. She said she'd be willing to do, to call a meeting of... rail and trail, so because I said it just it didn't go well, and we shouldn't have everybody leaving all upset.
Yeah,
we should be able to.
Okay.
With that said, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
And I will second.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
You made
okay.
She made the no. He made the motion.
And I second.
Yeah, he.
Yep.
Legislator Litz.
He always makes adjournment.
That's right. You do.
That's his.
Okay. His
part-time little job. No, my full-time job is expediting work.